If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11, verse 3. As we consider the statements of David, we are quickly brought to the realization that we too can ponder the question, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I do not know what foundations David had in mind, but as an individual associated with society and with history as an aid, we can see that every successful nation has had three basic foundations: marriage, government, and religion. In reference to marriage, it was reported in 1995 that Northern Ireland was the last place on earth where divorce was against the law. That is no longer the case. Nevertheless, the marriage relationship is the oldest physical relationship known to man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2:24. A survey conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that the young are much more inclined than their elders to view cohabitation without marriage and other new family forms, such as same-sex marriage and interracial marriage, in a positive light. What the survey revealed is what's being seen in our daily lives. Heterosexual marriages are on the decline, while same-sex marriages are on the incline. In reference to the government, every society must have this basic foundation to regulate behavior. The Apostle Paul addressed the matter of law with Timothy, saying, "But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, as knowing this, that law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for abusers of themselves with men, for men stealers, for liars, for false swearers, and if there be any other thing contrary to the sound doctrine, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." 1 Timothy 1:8 through 11. The Apostle Peter said, "Be subject to every ordinance of man, for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or unto governors as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers, and for praise to them that do well." 1 Peter 2:13 through 14, which echoed the Apostle Paul's admonition to the Romans, saying, "Let every soul be in subjection to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that be are ordained of God. Therefore, he that resisteth the power withstandeth the ordinance of God, and they that withstand shall receive to themselves judgment. For rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. And wouldest thou have no fear of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise from the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, an avenger for wrath to him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be in subjection, not only because of the wrath, but also for conscience' sake." Romans 13:1-5. In regard to religion, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are of a gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever, that a revolution of the wheel of fortune, a change of situation, is among possible events, that it may become probable by supernatural influence. The Almighty has no attribute which can take side with us in that event. Thomas Jefferson. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. I do not know if these are the foundations under consideration by David, but I do know this. They are foundations that are in danger of being destroyed in our society. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of David regarding his question, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Saying, Jehovah is in his holy temple. Jehovah, his throne, is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. Jehovah trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he will rain snares. Fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For Jehovah is righteous. He loveth righteousness. The upright shall behold his face. Psalm 11:4-7.